Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Dave Carson joining me now from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. How are you, Dave?
I'm great, thanks, Sean. I'm crouched down in the boxes and I'm ready to explode.
Big night at Sandown tomorrow night too.
Oh, look, it's going to be fantastic in Melbourne. New South Wales chasers are engaged, Cozzy. Of course, they have the heats of the Sandown Cup, the Harrison Dawson, and the Sapphire Crown. Jason McKay has Golden Easter Egg and Ladies Bracelet champ Zipping Bailey in Heat 2 of the Sapphire Crown and Flowing in Heat 3. John and Minnie Finn have the Staying Stars two times twice in Heat 1 of the Sandown Cup against the defending champion Tornado Tears, who makes his reappearance on the track. Veloce Nero's in Heat 2, Blue Moon Rising in Heat 3, and Poco Dorado in Heat 4. Also in Heat 4 of the Cup is Mbuy for New South Wales South Coast trainer Ruth Maddock, and she's on the line. Ruth, good morning. After trialling for the Speed Star at Sandown in a sizzling 41-56, he unfortunately suffered a pelvic muscle injury and you had to scratch him. He hasn't raced for over a month. What kind of work have you given him since?
Good morning, Dave. We trialled him for the Speed Star on the Monday, and then he hurt himself in the run. We were advised it was only a strain, not a tear, which was fortunate. So we gave him 11 days off and trialled him at last Friday, and then he's had a lot of galloping at home in the paddock.
Yeah, I believe it was a very, very good gallop at Bulleye last Friday.
We were happy with his run at Bulleye last Friday, and he pulled up well, which was our main concern. And since then, he's just gone out into our paddock of a morning and afternoon and had a bit of a gallop, and he looks to be galloping well. He's well, he's bouncy, so we're happy that he's right for tomorrow night.
Ruthie's last start, that was back on the 12th of April, produced a 41-88 win at Wentworth Park at his first 700-metre assignment, and he absolutely slayed his opponents. Were you surprised at how fast he trialled for the Speed Star Stayers after that, or did you expect that after that win at Wentworth?
I was hoping at Sandown he'd probably run about 41-8. That's what I was hoping for. So, you know, the 56 was just terrific. Like, you know, we just didn't expect that. You know, everybody that you talk to says, oh, their second run over the distance, when you're putting them up in distance, they, you know, they're flat. And I had that in the back of my mind, but he certainly wasn't flat. He, you know, he came off the track like he hadn't raced. You know, 5 minutes later, he'd stopped puffing. Like, it just doesn't seem to take much out of him at all.
Ruth, you've said how well the son of Kibo broke in. I've read that in the past. And you also must have been confident about his strength. I mean, it must have just been just over a handful of starts that he'd had when you stepped him up to the middle distance at Bulleye, and he won by almost 10 lengths on that occasion.
Yeah, when we got the dog, you know, we could see from the start he had ability, and we got him ready for the maiden at Wentworth. That Easter maiden, it was the right time for when he was starting to race. And we gave him a couple of trials, and by his second trial, his run home was just, we've got to stay here. He's not going to sprint. We're not going to be able to go to Wendy every Saturday night and just put him in a 5:20. He's going to be a stayer. We're going to have to travel with this dog, you know. We just knew from the start, because his run homes for a young dog were just amazing.
Yeah, last December, he was like a Ferrari over the 590 at Bulleye. Ruth, he stopped the clock at 33.04, and a stack of his starts since have produced best of meeting time. So he definitely has Group 1s on his radar. He definitely deserves a big group success.
He deserves a chance. Yeah, definitely deserves a chance. Whether what happens, it happens, but he deserves his chance.
Ruth, he's drawn box 2 in his heat, and he's won 6 races from 8 starts in the checks. You've got Ella Enchanted in box 3, Poco Dorado in 4, and Dinah Chancer in 6. What are your thoughts on the draw?
I'm happy with the. I mean, when with Victoria, you don't. When do you get your email to say you've got a start? They don't give you list the field like they do in New South Wales. So all we knew was he had box 2, and we're terribly excited. And then we saw the half an hour later, we saw the field, so that brought us down to earth a bit. yeah, look, the three, you know, Ella Enchanted, she's gee, I imagine will lead. He'll stay on the fence. Look, it just depends if he gets into a lot of traffic or not, or how he gets a clear run out after her, I suppose, with the other two dogs in the mix. It's not easy.
It's not, but he normally settles about midfield, and he produces that great finish. And Ruth, the Sandown Cup final, it's on Thursday week. It's worth $175,000 to the winner. And tomorrow night at 9:10, all of New South Wales will be watching. You got John and Minnie's dog in the race, but you got your own Embi, and I wish you all the very, very best. I know you're busy down the coast at the moment, but thanks so much for your time on Going Greyhounds this morning.
It's a pleasure, Dave. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Ruth. Ruth Maddock, and Ruth has Super Fast Love, Poker, Jabrina, and Bare Nose engaged at Bulleye this Saturday night. Congratulations are in order for her daughter, Danielle, who trained a winning double at Goulburn yesterday with Hetty Bear and Bear the Storm. Last night at Lismore, the Dart Kennel landed three winners, with Rover's Way for Johnny Dart winning race three, and Lockham and Poonyara winning races 8 and 9, respectively, for Glenda Dart. At Gosford Shaun, Lorraine Atchison produced a boil over when $34 shot Go 57 won heat one of the gold mine. Then the $1.60 favourite Pandemonium balanced things out, winning the other heat for Mark Maroney.
All right, now Richmond Rich's semi-final's been released. Feels?
Yes, Cos. Came out yesterday. The semis are going to be races 5 and 7 on Friday night. In semi one, the field is Road Travelled in box one, Run Juju Run in two, Let It Happen 3, My Bros Ethics 4, Freaky Frankie 5, The Kennel Mate Inversion in 6, We Marla Leo 7, and Demolition Duke in 8. The reserves are Prehistoric and 7 Hour Park. In semi-final number 2, Miss Ibrox is in box 1, Fernando Porsche 2, Knighthood 3, Loyal Ethics 4, Feral Frankie 5, Screaming Chop 6, Bland Purr in 7, and the wide draw will make Andy Lord happy. He was hoping for that when we spoke to him yesterday. And we've got Bland Purr's little brother, Mickey McCaw, in box 8. The reserves are Sir Duke and Nanda Jr. Pete Lagogiani is our special guest tomorrow morning on Going Greyhounds, Sean. He's going to speak to us about his two semi-finalists, Demolition Duke and the young up-and-comer Knighthood, which was terrific last week.
Right now, you got a website up for the Gold Muzzle Auction?
Yes, Kyle, you go to goldmuzzleauctions.com.au. You get the breeding information on every pup to be sold at the auction on Sunday, June 23 at Richmond, along with weekly video profiles on feature lots. The all-important buyer registration forms are on there as well. You have to fill out the registration form if you want to buy a pup, and there's lots more. The feature race final for the Gold Muzzle in 2020 is going to be worth $40,000 to the winner, Cos, with a total prize money pool of $100,000.
Now we've got some pups on the ground.
Yes, Cos, the 2018 Golden Easter Egg champ Uphill Jill has just whelped 10 pups by fellow Golden Easter Egg superstar Fernando Bale. So that's a pretty big litter there, Cos. six dogs, 4 bitches. They're all doing well. And we wish the very doting Dave and Rose Gill all the very best with the pups in the future. We should see some superstars coming out of those 10, Cos.
Oh, beautifully bred. Now, have you got a winner today?
Yeah, Sean, there's 3 meetings in New South Wales today, starting with Richmond at 3:32 this afternoon. Best Bet, Race 8, Number 8, Simply Shadow. I reckon the Shadow himself might have something on that. Race 8, Number 8, Simply Shadow. The Best Value, Race 6, Number 8, Simply Spud, Race 6, Number 8. Gunnedah in the Northwest. They're racing this afternoon from 3:57. The Best Bet is in the first. Race 1, Number 7, Bluestone Fabio, 1:07. The value bet at Gunnedah, race 4, number 4, Fantastic Jet. The 4 in the 4th. And with work continuing at Wentworth Park, Bulleye is hosting tonight's card. The best bet is in race 4, number 8, Simply Jasper. Race 4, number 8, the best value at Bulleye. Race 2, number 4, is Banjo Avart. So race 2, number 4. And that wraps up another Going Greyhounds, Cos.
Good on you, Dave. Talk to you tomorrow.
You betcha.